Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was on me, and it carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And I saw that there were very many in the open valley, and look, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Sovereign Yahweh, you know. And again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, You dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh to these bones, Understand that I will cause breath to enter into you, and you will live. And I will lay sinews on you, and will bring flesh up upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you will live, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and I saw a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I watched, I saw the sinews and the flesh come up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, Prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these that have been killed, so that they can live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up upon their feet, and they were an exceeding great army. And then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. For this reason prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Understand, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will place you in your own land, and then will you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken and performed, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, Moreover, you son of man, take yourself a stick and write upon it, for Yehuda and for the children of Israel his companions. Now take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people will speak to you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by these things? Say to them, Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Understand that I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and I will put them with him, with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. And the sticks upon which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. And say to them, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Understand that I will take the children of Israel from amongst the heathen, to where they have gone, and I will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king will be king to them all, and they will no longer be two nations, neither will they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither will they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I instead will save them from out of all of their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. And so will they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And David, my servant, will be king over them. And they will all have one shepherd. And they will also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they will dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they will dwell in that land, they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David will be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it will be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. My tabernacle will also be with them. Yes, I will be their Elohim, and they will be my people. And the heathen will know that I, Yahweh, do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary will be in the midst of them forevermore. End of chapter.